With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Kessers for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Just randomly rocked up in a hotel today in his Kentucky Fried Chicken coat on. All right, mate, Dave Allen?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. Yeah, we made plans to come to the Newcastle show midweek. Thanks to Matchroom for the sorting that out, and we're here now. Yeah, it's just come to see you and Darren and that really in hammer time, and come to watch some good boxing. So looking forward to it.
We'll talk about the show in just a little bit, but in other news, I haven't really kind of spoken to you properly about your pending comeback at the end of August. So. Yeah, a big decision for you to make a return to the ring. So I just wanted you to kind of talk me through the process of why you're doing that.
Well, I was happily retired, I guess. I've not boxed for 18 months, and I said I wasn't going to box in November, so that's around 7-8 months ago. And after around 6 months, I managed a few fighters, and I was looking at whether I was going to box, and there wasn't many opportunities really. You know, Eddie got Levi Kinsey on this bill tonight. That fell through, his opponent pulled out. But apart from that, there's not been anything at all, and there's not many small shows. So I saw the whole Fight Zone thing taking off, and the Fight Zone shows in Sheffield are great. And I thought, is that a possibility? So I made a few inquiries, and it was possible. But with me returning and boxing on these shows, It made sense, because I got a deal where if I box, two of the lads I manage and train, they get to fight on the shows as well. So I sorted everything out, and I agreed that I would come back. You know, on the premise that I would come back on my own terms against opponents of my own choosing, and I guess it'll be a fight by fight basis on how I feel. And I guess how the public feel about my performances and the opposition and whatever else. So we'll just take it one at a time.
So from what I read from that, from what you just said there, are you saying part of the reason why you're coming back to box is so that you can get opportunities for some of the fighters you manage to box on a show? Because if that is part of the reason, that really shouldn't be a reason for you to come back, surely, should it?
Well, that is the main reason. That is the main reason. People say financially you come back for the money. There is no money involved. If I wanted any money, I'd have rung Eddie up and said, Eddie, put me in with Babbage or Ward. I could have got probably 100 times more than I would get for a 6 round on them shows. Hey, about the money. There ain't no money in the job. The fighters I train and manage, I do it for no fee. I take 0 penny off any fighter I train or manage. It ain't a financial thing. he said, I want to see him do well. A lot of them are my friends, and I want to see him do well. So the number one reason I come back is for them to box, their opportunity. Number two, I want to box. No, I love boxing. I love to box. I don't know what's left. That's what I say, it's a fight-by-fight basis. And hopefully, I'm hoping people... I tend to think, and I used to say to Eddie all the time when he used to put me in with certain fighters, I said, I genuinely think people would watch me box in fights where I will win, and they kind of know I'm going to win, but they're kind of going to come out and support me regardless. So I'm hoping that that will be the case, and that will enable me to see my career out. I mean, having some... winning and enjoying it and people coming out and supporting, and if that's not the case and people say, well, I'm not happy with late boxing him or him, or this is not as entertaining as I hoped or whatever else, then it stops. But I'm not coming back thinking I want to win a world title or try and get anywhere near that, because I'm not. I'm coming back to enjoy my boxing again, probably for the first time. It's the first time I've really enjoyed my training, because there's not much pressure on. I never really handled the pressure very well when I was boxing. And now I'm a bit older, I can see that because I didn't handle that pressure, I always found excuses to not do it. So I'm enjoying my training at the minute. I'm in better condition now than I was for half my fights, and we'll just see how it goes. It's going to be on a fight-by-fight basis because of all the things, you know, considering the opponents I will face, considering whether the public backlash on the opponents I face or how I perform. So we'll just go from there. But at the minute, the plan is August 27th, and move on from there.
The order in which you listed your two reasons you gave, that first, you want to give opportunity to the lads you're fighting, secondly, you want to box, shouldn't it really be the other way around? Shouldn't your real reason for wanting to come back is because you want to, and if you can get something off the back of that that involves fighters you manage, then that's surely just regarded as a bonus more to
it? Well, not for me, really, because at the minute, my life is... my life centres on the people that I do train and manage. That is my enjoyment. That is what I like to do. That is what I do. Six of my hours a day, I spent training the fighters that I train. Some of them are amateurs, some of them are professionals, and that's my enjoyment. That's my main thing. That's my main thing at the moment. That's what I do. So that is very important. That is very, very important to me, and that is the number one. I take it very seriously when I was a boxer myself, I never really took my own health too importantly. I think mainly because I'm 29 now. I can't believe I'm 29. I remember sitting in here when I was 21 having my fifth and sixth professional fights. I thought, I'll never be 29 ever. I'm not going to see 29. It's ages away. I'm 29 now, and I wish I'd have took myself more seriously. So when these fighters sign these contracts and I'm their manager and I'm training them, it's pivotal and vital that I take that role very seriously, and I wish I'd have took it more seriously with myself. So it's very important, and if they're going to put their trust in me for me to do my best for them, then I will do that 100%. So, and I do want to box, but again, like I said, it's got to be at the right level. I said 7 months ago, I don't think there was anything left, and. You know, if you're talking at the time, I was being linked with beating Lovejoy and fighting, you know what I mean, fighting at a high level. Do I think I can compete at that high level? Could I ever compete at that high level? I'm not sure I ever could have, but I don't think I could now. But I can box. I can still box. You know what I mean? I can still box. 6'4", 6'8" round level. Of course I can still box. Not compete, but I think that's where I'm at right now, and I think that's what I want to do. So as long as it's healthy for me to do so, and as long as people are wanting to watch, that's what I'll do. But it's all dependent on them things.
When you initially announced your retirement from the sport however many months ago, some of the reasons you gave to why you were doing that were a little bit, I suppose, concerning, listening to them. So those issues that centre around your mental health, etc. Are you saying that you're not in that place, or you're completely out of that place now for you to make this decision?
Well, I don't think I'm ever going to be. It's what's normal, but I'm never going to be completely fine. Do you know what I mean? I don't think any of us ever are. But boxing for me before, when I was a professional boxer, and I was at the top of my game, shall we say, at the top of my game, not the top of the game, but the top of my game, I couldn't handle the pressures and the stresses of it all. I couldn't handle it. I went from no one knowing who I was to literally 2 years later headlining the O2 and making a lot of money and boxing David Price. And I just... The David Price fight, I still believe now is when I should have won. But I couldn't handle the pressure. I left London 6 weeks before the fight and I was only seen twice before fight week. I disappeared completely. I couldn't handle it. And if that chance came around again, could I handle it again? Probably not, because that's just my makeup. But I can come back, I can fight on these shows in Sheffield and entertain. I'm a fighter, I can fight, I could fight for definite, but I like to entertain and I think I can still do that. And I feel like that's my role really. That's what I'm about. I think I'm more of an entertainer than a boxer, even though I could fight, and I don't like when people say that. I would hate for someone to say about me he was an entertainer, he was not a boxer. But I can say it myself because that's what I've always prided myself on, and I've had some bad fights in my time as well, but I do pride myself that I do provide entertainment. I think I can still do that, even boxing at a lower level.
You said there that you're going to do this on a fight-by-fight basis, but I'm assuming this isn't just about you winning these fights. It's about kind of how you feel. You've got to obviously assess kind of, yeah, what level of opposition that you're going to fight in these fights. And there might be one, there might be four, we don't know yet. But it's not just a case of you, if you just keep winning the fights, I'm assuming there's a lot more to whether you kind of continue in with your career in that way.
Well, I mean, the first fight about you're looking at like Phil Williams, you know, Phil Williams type of opponent, and then you have another one and you step up a tiny level again, another level again. So if I lose to a Phil Williams kind of a level opponent, I'm finished, aren't I? What's the point of me boxing? I don't want to be a journeyman boxing every week. So that's it, it's done. If I have four to five fights and I start feeling well, I'm not, I promise people watching, I'm not then going to go, you know what? That's it. We're back to the O2 because that I'm realistic. I've matured a lot, and I'm not going to say, "Oh, we're going to do this and that." If I can win four or five fights and start to up the levels, and the British title shot is around, then absolutely, you'd probably take your chances. But that's a million miles away, and that's not even something I'm thinking about right now. My current plans are: I've got Stevie Levy fighting on the 25th of June on the Fight Zone show. Levi Quincione needs his fight that was on tonight rescheduling. The amateur boxing season starts in September. I'm fighting August 27th, and that's all I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about 6-12 monthly. I'm just thinking about the near future in there, and I've never been happier than myself. I'm doing the punditry, the commentary for Fight Zone. I'm busy. I'm really busy and proactive with everything that I'm doing, so I've not really had time to be feeling any other way than busy, really. So everything's going really well, and hopefully people that supported me before will get behind me doing what I'm doing now.
When you look at the current kind of domestic scene here, obviously on this bill here tonight, there's Solomon Dacres, who makes his second professional fight, got Alan Babbage on the bill, who you in the past have been linked with a fight with, and then even outside that, guys like Nick Webb, who had a good win over Pfeiffer in Gibraltar. All these guys here who you fought, I mean, you fought Nick Webb, but is it about kind of getting back to that kind of level, or could you compete at that level after a couple of fights?
I beat Nick Webb with my eyes shut now, today. To be honest, I beat Nick Webb in 2018, and I had concussion. Couldn't see out of one eye till about 3 days before the fight. I'd not trained for 6 months, and I still battered him. So, it's not about them levels. That's easy work, isn't it? I beat him 10 times out of 10. And you know, when people ask me questions like that, I'm quite a competitive man, and And I look back at my career, I spoke to my old man, he was like, you've done everything at 30%. He goes, you beat Lucas Brown at about 50%, Nick Webb at 30%. And I said, well, you know what, it might be 30% of my physical capabilities, yeah, but that's 100% of what I was capable of at the time, because that's what I was. Whatever I turn up at, that's 100% of me at that time. Whether I've not been in the gym or not, that's 100% of me at that time. So I don't look and think, oh, I could have done this, could have done that. I beat Nick Webb with my eyes shut tomorrow, it's useless. And I shouldn't say that, really, because one of my best wins, but he's absolutely useless. That fifer must have been terrible. But, like, Babic and that, Babic's a very good fighter. I've got a lot of respect for Alan Babic as well, because he's good, he's a lot better than people think. And Nick Webb's not bad, really. I just like giving him shit. But all of them, Solomon Dake is a good fighter on the GB squad. They're all good. And I had a lot of boxing ability, and if you ask me, if they come outside now on this piece of grass, I'd fancy my chances with all of them. But that's just my nature anyway. So I don't know. I wish them all the best of luck.
Sorry, Dave. I only asked you that question because it seems to be, without you listing me kind of a hit list of opponents, if you had four fights, who would they be? I'm assuming, say you had four fights and you've got in your mind who those four fighters are, I'm assuming we're not talking about guys like who we've just been mentioning there. So that's why I asked whether it's about kind of getting back to kind of where you was.
I've been Nick Webb tomorrow, and I've been today, tomorrow, next week, last week, 6 months ago. I honestly think I see a lot of people there that I say, oh, Dave Allen's no good. Dave Allen beat Nick Webb when he was 12-0. Prospect coming through, I beat him. You were with me, I think you was with me that fight week. I was eating everything I could get my hands on that week. I didn't go to bed till 5 o'clock and I woke up at 7. He's useless. Terrible. I've boxed Nick Webb again. I boxed him in the 4 rounders, a warm up. He can be the first fight back. It's terrible. But I never watch.
No way. Did you not consider doing some kind of exhibition type contest?
I was meant to go to Africa in January and box Flo Simba over 6 rounds. They were offering me loads of money and all, but it never came off. But yeah, at the minute people say, oh, Dave Allen must be skint coming back. Look, what I've agreed to with Fight Zone, I could make more money doing all. There's no money in it, really. There's no money in it. I don't see it as money at all. There's not any money in it. If I do 3-4 rounders, I could make more money in a 4 rounder with Eddie. Do you know what I mean? So it's not about that. It's about what Dennis is creating there. I want to be a part of it. The fight is something. I like the whole what they're doing there. I like it. I could have rung Eddie Easy and come back and got 100 grand boxing Babic or something, or win a few fights and make double that boxing Wardley or something. But I'm not going to get banjo by them two, which I would currently for any amount of money. If you give me £1 million, I'm not laying on my back for anybody in the world. I'm not interested. Give me £1 million, I'm not laying on my back here for nobody. So
I think anyone sensible out there can kind of tell that this comeback of yours isn't driven by financial aspects. I think that's kind of clear to see. Well, you know, it was just interesting to listen to why specifically you've decided to do it then, because you're right, you could have taken another avenue and been in one of these fights with, you said, like the people you mentioned, even a Nick Webb rematch, even Babbage or Waldy, one of these guys, you could have easily have kind of had a couple of fights and gone into one of them. So I think it's very clear to see that your reasons for coming back are not based on financial aspects.
Yeah, I'm doing the commentary, the punditry, and the reporting stuff for Fight Zone as well, and I'm enjoying that. There's loads of different things. It's boxing comeback. People say, oh, you're coming back. I'm not even looking at August 27th. All I'm doing now is getting fit and training. In about 3 or 4 weeks, I'll do a bit of sparring, and then I'll box. I've been really busy. I've genuinely been busy. This has been the best 6 months since I retired from boxing, the best 6 months of my life, where I've been proactive. I've got things done, and it's been nice not to be David Allen in the box. I've been David Allen, like, I don't want to say a businessman, because I'll never be a businessman, but like David Allen, the man who does business. So things have been going really well, and the boxing will be what it'll be. If I come back, I have 3 or 4 fights and feel good, and Nick Webb's still chirping up, I might knock him out again. But if he's not, then we'll see what happens. But It's interesting, and it's a good domestic scene. And I include Alan Babich kind of in the domestic scene because he fights over here. That's where he has his fights. So, you know, Babich, Wardley, you know, Dubois, Gorman. It's just a great mix. And I only wish I would looked after my body and stuff better at a younger age. I'd be coming into my prime now, and I think I'd have been in that mix. But everything works out for a reason, and you'll see me doing a four round on August 27th on Fight Zone, and I'll be the happiest man in the world doing that. So yeah, I can only hope that people will support it, whether they choose to or not. I can't make the mind up for them, so we'll have to see what happens.
Okay, I'm just gonna fire off some random boxing subjects and just give your opinion. If you've been following, I don't even know if you've been following kind of what's been happening on the boxing scene. Usually we do talk to you about stuff kind of unrelated to yourself. So first of all, the collapse of AJ and Fury.
Well, I was the only man that said this fight won't happen. Can you remember? I told everyone.
Derek Chisora said it wouldn't happen as well.
I remember him telling me that it would happen on a JD Live. But anyway, I said it wouldn't happen. I knew it wouldn't happen. I don't think it'll ever happen. One of them will get beat in the next fight. You score Wilder will win. That's what I think. I don't think it will ever happen, ever. And it's a shame. But as I get older, I find myself caring less about everyone else's business because it means fuck all to me. Unless they want to give me some of the money, what do I care? So as a boxing fan, yeah, I wish it'd happen, but I don't think it ever will.
Fury Wilder 3 going to be announced next week. A more dangerous fight this time round for Tyson Fury, is it?
It's dangerous every time. Wilder's dangerous every time. He's a dangerous man. He can punch. I don't buy into this Malik Scott's turning him into some master boxer, but Wilder's always dangerous. His feet, he can punch. I think it's an hard fight, and I don't know. Just the way the world works. Everything's been going on, and I watched the John Fury interview. I found that very interesting, and I don't know. I wouldn't say I worry for him, but. I think it's a very dangerous fight for him.
Joshua Alexander Usyk.
Yeah, I think that's a tremendous fight as well. I think Joshua's the favourite. You know, he's the naturally much bigger man, but Usyk can box, and he can punch a bit as well. Yeah, so, he can punch a bit as well. No, it's a really interesting fight, and for me, Fury Wilder 3. For me, I'm very interested about the fight. We've seen it twice. I'm still interested about it. But Joshua Usyk, for me, is a super fight, though. Super, super, super fight. It's not quite Joshua Fury, but it ain't far behind for me. I think it's an absolutely brilliant fight. And with Joshua, I've got to give him all the credit in the world. He's signed up to fight Fury, up for the job. That's off. And he's up for the Usyk job straight off the back of that. So, you know, people don't think I like him, but I've got all the respect in the world for him. You know, time after time, he takes the biggest challenges, so I have to respect him for that.
Mayweather, Logan Paul.
You know what? I don't even watch it, you know. I don't even watch it, but I don't knock him for it. I just think if Mayweather's like, if he's just proudly telling him that he's robbing him with the money, I wouldn't do that, you know. I wouldn't do that. But I didn't watch it. I did a Sky Sports News interview about it, and I had to pretend that I wasn't going to watch it, and I didn't watch it anyway. They paid me to sell the fight, and I didn't sell it. I did an awful job of selling it, and then I didn't watch it anyway. But, yeah, it's just a load of bollocks, isn't it? But if...
What about Jake Paul and Tyrone Woodley?
Yeah, I'm interested in that. I'm interested in that, yeah, the same way I'm interested in April Hunter and the woman that she's boxing. A good four-rounder. You know, you've got a good prospect there. Obviously, Claudia Vieg, 327, is not quite Tyrone Woodley, but do you know what I mean, though? Like, Jake Paul, for me, I look at him and I think he's not a bad little prospect. I've been quite impressed by him. He's good. And I guess the April Hunter, he's a bit different, obviously. But, like, he's a prospect. Jake Paul, for me, he's a prospect. He's not bad. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, the comparison with Tyrone Woodley and the Hungarian woman is a bit off. I'm interested. I won't watch it. Anything that happens after 11 a.m. now, I miss it. I'm asleep. But it's intriguing. Yeah, I think I met Woodley, but I didn't know Woodley was Woodley at the time. Yeah, you know what I mean. Obviously, he's a superstar, isn't he? But yeah, I hope Jake Paul wins. I would love Jake Paul to keep winning. I would love to see him keep winning. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, there's part of me that echoes those thoughts as well. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go because you came to the wrong hotel. So go and get sorted out, and we'll see you a little bit later at the arena. So 1,000 fans in there tonight. It's going to feel a little bit like how boxing should be. Have you got anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
Just want to say thanks, Kilgan, for... well, not thank you, but it was nice to see you. And just hello, everyone. I hope everyone's all right. Been a while. But yeah, I'm going to go and check in. We're going to go to the hotel now.
Dave Allen, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. We'll look forward to tonight. And yeah, who knows if... might even grab a word for you again later on.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.